Hello and welcome to A History of the United States, episode 155, Shay's Rebellion. During the early years of the American Republic, it was acknowledged by leaders such as Washington and Madison that the catalyst for the adoption of the US Constitution was Shay's Rebellion. In the years since, historians have tended to agree with them. We've spent the past two episodes exploring the chaos of the critical period in the 1780s. There was a political crisis brewing, given the weakness of the Continental Congress established by the Articles of Confederation, and there was an economic crisis unfolding across the continent. A post-war depression erupted, which combined with an economic Cold War with Britain and a liquidity crisis due to a lack of hard currency to form a perfect storm. The debtors needed relief, and the creditors needed to be paid in hard currency rather than valueless paper money. There emerged two competing parties in many of the states, debtors and creditors. All of these factors were kindling, just waiting for the fire to catch. And, as it always seems to, the fire caught in Massachusetts. We'll zoom in the narrative, as we've often done, to Boston, this time in August 1786. The state government was experiencing a shortage of money, and there was disagreement within the state on the best way to handle this. The state government, led by Governor James Bowdoin, initially planned to raise the money through greater levels of taxation. But, as we discussed last time, there was very little money that the rural farmers had. John Adams commented at the time that the people would be unable to afford the levels of taxation being requested of them. The farmers had a different idea. They wanted the state to issue lower-value paper money which could be used to pay off the debts. This measure was opposed by the merchants of Boston, who would lose out if the currency was devalued. And, as we've discussed many times before, the merchants of Boston had a great influence on the Massachusetts Assembly. The rural debtors sent petitions to Boston, but the legislature refused to hear them and adjourned in August. This finally prompted action. In late August, a number of petitioners held a protest in Northampton. They called themselves Regulators, a reference to a reform movement which had taken place in North Carolina in the 1760s. These Regulators managed to stop a courthouse from sitting. This spelled trouble. The discontent rippled out around Massachusetts, with Henry Lee writing to George Washington that the trouble was, quote, not confined to one state or to one part of the state, end quote. Henry Knox expressed similar concern. Governor Bowdoin criticised the Regulators for their mob action, but didn't take any actual actions to stop it. And so the situation bubbled on for the rest of the year. The Regulators continued to disrupt the courts, and fear spread among the rest of the populace. With fear spreading, that this course of action would take them to civil war. The Regulators continued to organise and a leadership emerged, the most notable of whom was Daniel Shays. Daniel Shays was born in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, circa 1747. He was of Irish descent and had humble origins, but in 1775, aged 28, he responded to the call to arms at Lexington. He rose through the ranks to become a captain of the 5th Massachusetts Regiment. He took part in the expedition against Ticonderoga, as well as the battles of Bunker Hill and Saratoga. An excellent military career. But, like many of his fellow citizens, his problems really began with peace. He struggled in the economic hardships of the 1780s, as many lost their possessions as debts were called in. Apparently, including Shays as well. This was what led Shays to protest at Northampton in August 1786, and for him to be committed to the cause, eventually becoming its most famous leader by the time the situation escalated in January 1787. Governor Bowdoin mobilised a force of 1,200 militiamen, which would be led by General Benjamin Lincoln. The force would be paid for by the merchants. Lincoln anticipated that the Regulators would move against the Federal Armory, which was in Springfield, Massachusetts. an excellent assumption. The regulators approached the armory on January 25th, 1787, and the armory's force sent out warning shots. 4 regulators were killed, 20 were injured. The regulator force collapsed and scattered, with most eventually regrouping at Amherst, Massachusetts, before establishing a base at Pershing, Massachusetts. Lincoln's force pursued them through a snowstorm, arriving early in the morning of the 4th of February. Lincoln captured a group of 150, but none of the leadership. Most escaped to the north, with Shays fleeing to Vermont, which was still then the independent Vermont Republic. So, that was Shays' rebellion. It may not seem like much, but it would have a tremendous impact on the course of American history. I'll talk about this next time, but I'd like to round out the local specifics in the remainder of today's episode. The military situation fizzled out in a matter of weeks. Some of the Shayites appealed to the British for assistance, with Lord Dorchester, who was governor of Quebec, proposing that the Mohawks be used to assist the regulators, but this was vetoed by London. Massachusetts authorised payments to reimburse the merchants who funded the militia, and known rebels were forbidden from holding a selection of offices. Almost all of those involved in the rebellion were offered amnesty, including eventually Shays himself. While Shays and the regulators certainly lost to the military rebellion, you could argue they won the war in the end. John Hancock had left the governorship of the state earlier in the decade, perhaps anticipating future trouble, and he capitalised in the gubernatorial election of 1787, as the harsh terms of the initial peace made by Bowdoin were very unpopular, particularly in rural areas. Taxes were reduced, and a moratorium on debts was introduced. Now, this will seem like an odd, short little episode, both for this podcast and historically speaking. And indeed it is. Shays' rebellion could have so easily been the first of many explosions of anger and discontent that bubbled up across the United States, eventually causing a civil war, or maybe intervention from the British or Spanish. But it wasn't. Instead, all of this becomes highly significant because of reforms to try and address these problems, which is why, next time out, we'll zoom back out to look at the Federalists. Thanks for listening. I'll see you then.